It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Carrie Nolan. Late yesterday, a New Jersey judge ruled in favor of Governor Phil Murphy against Democratic Party boss George Norcross, who was trying to shut down the governor's investigation of the state's controversial tax break program. Just minutes later, the governor's task force released a preliminary report that accuses a Camden hospital linked to Norcross of misleading the state in its application for nearly $40 million in incentives. WNYC's Nancy Solomon and Jeff Pilitz have reported on previous fraud allegations in the investigation, and they join me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nancy, let's start with you, Nancy. It sounds like the task force is entering new territory here.
Yes, and this one sure looks like a smoking gun. Exhibit 26 of the task force report is an email written by an executive at Cooper University Hospital to a real estate company in Philadelphia. Tax break applicants are required to show that they've found a cheaper place to do business out of state, and the calculation of the award is based in part on how many jobs are saved from leaving. Norcross is chairman of the hospital board, and a hospital executive by the name of Andrew Bush writes in an email, "I need a credible location that is less expensive than Camden. I need a full service number of $24 per square foot or less to make the numbers work." And then he added, "Quietly question mark, no probability of us moving to Philadelphia." A few weeks later, the hospital got its tax break from the state.
So, Jeff, what's the significance of that? Why would he say they need a price quote on a property in Philadelphia if they had no intention of moving there?
Well, this has been key to the investigation. The companies may have gamed the tax break program by claiming they'd leave the state without really intending to leave. The CEO signs a sworn statement that everything on the application is true. The task force says companies that falsify their applications could very well have to give back the tax credit. That could get very expensive for these companies. It's important to understand that the tax breaks have a cash value. Companies sell their tax credits on the open market to anyone with a corporate business tax liability. We've seen documents to suggest some of these companies in Canada that got jumbo tax breaks have already borrowed money against future tax credits. So giving that tax break back to the state could be financially catastrophic. The stakes are very high.
George Norcross has characterized this investigation as a political attack by the governor, a fellow Democrat. Norcross filed a lawsuit challenging the governor's authority to investigate, and this report was delayed until a hearing yesterday. Jeff, you were in court in Trenton. What did the judge have to say?
Well, Norcross's lawyers are some of the best known in the state. But the judge, Mary Jacobson, took them to task for ignoring a long list of cases that give the governor the power to investigate any state agency. She spent an hour reading the case law to them.
So not much traction there. And this comes just as the governor is in a pitched battle with Norcross allies in the legislature over the state budget and the governor's proposed millionaire's tax. Nancy, will this have any impact on Trenton politics?
Well, yesterday was a good day for the governor. Norcross was trying to stop the task force and instead have his friends in the legislature conduct the investigation. Now we have a report that specifically takes issue with all of the Camden tax breaks that are connected to him and his brother, Philip Norcross, who's a lawyer and a lobbyist who helped write the law that provides these tax breaks. That's more than $1 billion in tax breaks. So you've got to wonder how long state legislators stick with Norcross and continue to fight Murphy on this. And if the governor can win the tax break battle, then maybe he starts to chip away at Norcross's voting block in the legislature. Then again, the state budget deadline is in 2 weeks, and the governor appears to have just poked a stick in a hornet's nest.
So, Jeff, what's the Norcross side saying about all this?
Well, they're backpedaling a little bit, as you might imagine. They say they weren't really trying to stop the investigation. They only wanted to have their side heard. They say the tax program was designed to help Camden, and that's what it's done, and it's a good thing. So now they're just going to have to take their case to the legislature where they have many allies.
And Nancy, if Murphy takes back $1 billion in tax breaks, that's got to help his budget problems, right?
Well, the task force report says it has already clawed back more than $500 million in tax breaks, either through voluntary terminations or through legal action. And I don't think that even involves the billion that went to the Norcross connected companies. But this is far from over. Dan Fee, a spokesman from Norcross, says the court decision is disappointing, but they'll continue to litigate aggressively.
WNYC's Nancy Solomon and Jeff Pilitz, thanks so much. Do you have a question for the governor? Wednesday night, it's Ask Governor Murphy, a monthly call-in special. You can stream live online at WNYC.org. Submit your questions now at AskGovMurphy.org. Then listen to the live stream of the program at WNYC.org tomorrow night at 8.